What up, world? It's your boy, Romy Rome, a.k.a. Big Rome, a.k.a. God's Gift.
And the God of Roses.
This is episode 36 of the 4th and Peachtree podcast. We're going to call it Everyday Hustling. Shout out to Future and Metro Boomin, man. That new We Don't Trust You, it's going crazy, man.
Oh, man, the streets needed it. The streets needed it, man, so badly, man.
Streets definitely needed that, man. Got tired of hearing Sexy Red and... No disrespect, man, to Big Glow and Lotto and all them, man. But I was ready to hear something for the fellas, man. Something, I mean, I ain't feel weird bobbing my head to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't want to be in the club, get sexy, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all niggas, y'all do that, you know what I mean? That's cool. Yeah, that's the, you know what I mean, what y'all like to get jiggy to, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, have at it. But, you know what I mean? The real nigga in me will not allow me to bob my head to Sexy Red and... You know what I mean?
Nah, man, y'all go ahead and keep that.
Hey, man, keep that to yourselves, man. But, hey, man, happy 404 day to all my ATLians, you know what I'm saying? This is my new home, you know what I'm saying? I've been here for about 13 years, man, so, you know, happy 404 day. Hence why I got the Atlanta United jersey on, because you'll never catch me with a Falcons jersey on. You'll never catch me with a Hawks jersey on. You definitely catch me with a Braves jersey on, but...
You'll never wear a Falcon jersey, though?
Absolutely not, bro. My skin will burn.
Wow.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
You'll never catch me with a Falcons jersey on, man. It's here we go. Still a nation all day, baby.
Oh, man. What's going on here? Yeah. I think I'll wear a Falcon jersey.
Pittsburgh Steeler for life.
It had to be a Vic jersey, but, you know...
Oh, for all that, I'll get the Michael Vick Pittsburgh jersey, bro.
Or Gonzalez. I don't know. It's a toss up, man.
I wear the Pittsburgh Michael Vick with the two.
Pittsburgh Michael Vick.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Michael Vick, cold blooded, boy.
Yes. Yes, ice cold.
No. That shit. Hey, he was trash when he got to us, bro. But hey, man, they say Michael Vick played, what, 2 years for us, man? A year?
Ooh, hey, really? Ooh, yeah. A long 2 years.
Man, you know, his career ended abruptly, bro. He got dirt in his eye in the game, bro. And that was it for Michael Vick. He said he got dirt in his eye. Couldn't see, man, and they just sat him for the rest of the year, bro.
Shout out to Philadelphia Vic.
Yeah, Philadelphia Vic was unreal, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next level, man.
Andy Reid really showed, man, that he's a good coach, because he really turned Michael Vick around. Like, Michael Vick had an arm, but he didn't have no accuracy. But when he got to Philadelphia, oh, my God, man. Michael Vick was something different.
Oh, no, man. He had the right people on the team. He had Jackson on the squad.
Yeah.
You know, he right place, the right time, man. Great times, great times. I hated having to play against him in Madden, though. Man,
oh, man. Terrible, man. Madden, now he was on a cover rule. What was that? Oh, that was like, oh, no, that was like, I forget what that was, but yeah, there was like a rule. You couldn't use Michael Vick. Hey, if you ran with Michael Vick, man, it was game over, bro, because Michael Vick was just, he was different, man. He was just too fast. That playmaker ability, man, that's when that came into effect.
Yeah, that shit was fucking unreal, man. It was unfair.
No, definitely.
Completely unfair.
Definitely. I agree. Definitely agree. Let's get into it, man. Rose Guy, man. Welcome back, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, right. I took a day. I took a work day.
You took a work day? Get some work done.
Yeah, I took an off day for work to get
some work. A siesta.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Welcome back, man.
You people know the only thing that's going to keep me away from doing these episodes and these shows, man, is the money.
Yeah.
Shout out to the money. We love the money. We worship the money. Shout out to the money.
All right, man. Let's get into it. These are fourth and Peachtree short stories of the week, man. Chauncey Billups and Vince Carter have been both elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame for the class of 2024, man. I think that's pretty dope. A lot of people saying Chauncey don't deserve to go, man, but
haters.
Rings don't lie, man. Rings do not lie, man. A ring speaks volumes, bro. If you get a ring, that speaks volumes, bro. Like we can't stress that enough, man. A ring speaks volumes.
Yeah, and that specific ring, I mean, it changed the league, man. The way they went about getting that ring by beating the Lakers with that squad,
yeah.
You know, it was hard. I mean, it was hard to believe. I didn't see. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody gave them a chance, man. Everybody thought they were about to win that fourth championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, it was great times, man. It was fun watching too. Like they played like hard nosed basketball, man. Real defensive, holding teams to under 70 points. It was the last of an era. So he definitely deserves to go into the Hall of Fame, man. Shout out Chauncey Billups, man.
Yo, Ben Wallace was giving Shaq the blues, man. And that was, I think, was that Shaq's last year in LA?
Yeah, it was. No, wait, what? I think it was.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I think it all fell apart after
Ben
that.
Wallace was giving Shaq the blues, man.
Yeah, they broke that Laker team up.
That was crazy. It was like, damn, man. It was like Shaq couldn't do nothing with Ben Wallace, bro. Ben Wallace was like just like an annoying like flea or tick to him. He just couldn't do nothing with him, man. It was just
the two Wallaces.
Yeah.
The two Wallaces. Couldn't do nothing with him.
She,
man. A physical power forward, though, that could still pull up from distance. I mean, especially back then, they couldn't do nothing with him. They couldn't do nothing with him.
Right.
And at that time, too, the Lakers got a little greedy. Because ain't that the Laker team that had Karl Malone,
yep.
Gary Payton?
Yep.
Like, they went all out that year. They thought they were about to just get everybody a ring. You know,
they all thought they was going to get a ring.
Yeah, man.
Was one of the biggest busts there was. Man.
Yeah, they tried so hard to get all them old hacks a ring and failed. Well, but the glove eventually got a ring with Miami.
Oh, yeah, he did get one. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Payton did get one, man, and he got some good pack.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Gary Payton.
Shout out to the glove.
Stephon Diggs was traded to the Houston Texans for draft compensation. Stephon Diggs forced his way out of another city. Oh, my God. How you think this going to work, man?
I think it's going to work.
Looks good on paper.
I think, no, it's going to work. Because wherever he goes, he changes things immediately.
Yeah.
So when he gets there initially, it's going to work.
But they just restructured his contract. So basically he had 3 years left. They restructured it to 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, move some money around, blah, blah, blah. So basically he's just got a one-year deal with them, like a prove-it deal. Like, hey, bro, can you keep yourself together? You know what I'm saying? For that 1 year,
mm-hmm.
we'll get you that contract, that bigger contract. But if not, bro, we're going to send you packing.
No, he's going to be good. He wants to be there.
I mean, shit, I would want to be there too, bro.
Opposed to that.
On paper, bro.
And just living conditions.
Houston
opposed to
Buffalo?
Come on.
I would have been on that first plane.
Man, I know he was so happy.
Spoken.
He was celebrating the whole flight, though.
Boy,
Come on, man.
I done went the Trill Burger as soon as I got off the plane, bro. Straight the Trill Burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't been to Turkey Leg Hunt out there yet, man. I mean, I heard it's hype, man. I heard it's good, but I heard it's a hype. You know what I'm saying? So
good food and good strip clubs.
Yes, yes. So we went to the strip club. Shout out to the Shaky Butts in Houston, man.
The Shaky Butts.
The Shaky Butts. Shout out to the Shaky Butts.
Shaky Butts. That's a t-shirt. Shout out to the Shaky Butts.
Kid, what's good? Ass alone is a plus. Yes, it is. Ass alone is plus. I'm sure the ass in Buffalo is probably slim to none. Some skinny.
Pasty.
women from the mountain of Caucasus versus beautiful, bountiful.
Beautiful, bountiful.
Black women. In Houston, man.
Bouncing buxoms.
Bouncing. BBLs. Naturals.
And all the other Bs.
All the other good stuff. All the good stuff. Stephon Diggs, man, if you married, man, Good luck to you.
Hey, yeah, man.
You don't think so?
Nah, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
he can't wait, man. He lit.
Oh, man, just, bro, I know that was like, man, I'm right. On a plane kickback like, bro, what? I'm out this bitch. I ain't got to deal with Josh Allen.
Right. He about to act right, man. Come on, man. And he about to have a quarterback that ain't with the bull. Like, yo.
Kid said Buffalo smells like hot wings and nicotine.
Hot wings and nicotine. Yeah. Boneless hot wings.
Boneless wings and nicotine. Nicotine. Cigarettes.
Yo. With a tinge of meth.
Definitely, bro. There's probably nothing to do in Buffalo but probably do meth.
Meth.
And eat buffalo wings.
All you got to do is name a city and you can be like, is it a meth place or, you know.
Just Buffalo. Meth.
Meth, yeah. Denver, Colorado.
Meth. Definitely meth. Denver, they definitely doing meth out there. I heard, man. I heard the weed is for the visitors.
The hippies.
For the hippies and the visitors. And then they said the meth is for the locals.
Man. They got meth heads camped out in the Walmarts over there.
Oh my God.
Man, I ain't never seen homeless people just walking in the Walmarts. It's scary.
Hey, Walmart been off the chain, bro. You hear about the old man that was walking around Walmart revealing himself to people?
I thought that was just a regular thing.
I don't be watching. It ain't public, man. I just so happened to catch it, man. Skimming through, man. It was like some old man was going to different Walmarts.
See, that's why I go to Kroger.
Pulling this thing out, man.
We go to Kroger's and Publix.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Okay. Walmart is going to get toiletries, deodorant for the low. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Can you still go to Walmart at 2 in the morning?
Nah, bro. They killed that.
They ain't a thing no more.
They killed that.
That's what's wrong with the world today.
Because Walmart don't stay open late?
Yeah. Like, where's the trust?
Oh, my God, bro. Walmart after hours used to be crazy, especially back in school.
Man.
You could go back in there, man. We used to ride around in the carts. It would be people looking for the carts. It'd be like 4 or 5 deep riding around in every cart in the store just racing and shit.
You can get away with everything. Yeah. 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
We have high class over here. What up, kid? All right, Julius Randle will undergo season-ending right shoulder surgery. Mm. That man gets hurt every year. I don't know who's worse with injuries, AD or Julius Randle. And AD ain't had a major injury this year. Knock on wood.
Oh, yeah. It's about that time, though.
It's getting close, and Braun and them, man. Braun had that phantom ankle injury, but that got reneged real quick. You stopped hearing about that real quick. Braun's ankle was messed up. He sat for a couple games, and that was it.
We might hear about it. It might come back in, like, the next couple games.
Yeah, man, there's a couple games left, man. There's a couple games left. Man. If you plan on going to a game, I wouldn't, man, if you want to see certain teams, because certain players probably going to play, man, unless they trying to get out of that play-in. If they ain't a play-in round and they trying to get a better position, they're stars to play. But if you, like, a Boston Celtics fan or a Bucks fan or anything like that, and your team pretty much locked in position, yeah, bro, I wouldn't waste my money going to no games, man.
I wouldn't, you know. And it's kind of crazy, too, because that Eastern Conference is so – done.
Yeah.
Man, Boston is 13 games ahead of the second team, man.
Bruh,
13 games, bro.
13.
Are you kidding me?
What the crazy thing is, man, the Hawks gave them the Blues 2 games in a row, man.
I mean, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's all about them 7-game series, though. You know, losses, I mean, you can't really put a whole lot on a loss, man, in the NBA nowadays, man. Everybody can take a loss, but it's that 7-game series. It separates the losers from the winners.
Yeah.
You know, so man, 13 games is crazy, bro. I feel like the Eastern Conference is over with, man.
It's over. It's over. 13 games aren't even light. There's probably like a handful of games left. It's over. I would rest. Well, I wouldn't rest. I would play maybe like a half here and there, bro, just to get some shots up and stuff like that. Because you don't want to go into the playoffs cold.
No, you don't.
But, I wouldn't risk it. It's like, bro, 13, there's no way no one can catch up to you. You're the number one seed overall.
Yeah, I don't even know why they even still putting – well, I mean, I see why, but, man, anything can happen in these next couple weeks, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to protect the autumn winds, man. But I'm going to put you on the spot before we move on to the next topic.
Got you.
Boston Celtics, man. Do you think they're going to sweep their way to the finals?
Oh, man. Unless they just slack off, man. The only team I really feel like in the East that could really mess with Boston is probably the Bucks, but not really, man.
Yeah, the Bucks are kind of
shaky, and it's like they're just like the Hawks. Like when Trae Young is out there, they're good. But when DJ Murray's out there, they're good. But when they're both out there together, bruh, what the hell are we doing? And it's the same thing. It's like when Giannis is out there and Dame is out there, bruh, that team should not look the way that it looks, discombobulated. And I don't know if it's because of Doc Rivers, because Doc Rivers came in the middle of the year. But the Bucks shouldn't look the way that they do. You know what I'm saying? They beat the teams they're supposed to beat. When they play like the higher teams, like your Denvers, your Bostons, and bro, they look how they. Well, I mean, it took the Lakers to take them to double overtime to beat them, but.
But you know,
I mean,
it's the Lakers.
It's the Lakers though, but it's just I don't know, man.
I don't like blaming Doc.
Boston's gonna run the East, but whoever comes out the West, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be. If they match up
with Denver, Denver may get them trouble. I don't see the Clippers are falling apart, man. The Clippers are sad.
Mm-hmm.
They basically all offense. Like there's no defense at all.
They're too small. They're too small though.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It might be Boston's year, but you know what I'm saying. This is the Boston Celtics. They find ways to lose. So,
hey, but if they do lose this year. It's gonna be a huge disappointment.
Oh, man. Their coach is gonna get fired.
They gotta break that whole thing up.
I don't think they gotta break it up, man. I feel like you just gotta bring in better coaching. I don't even hate to say it. You should have never got rid of Ime Udoka.
No, they should never have.
I mean, I get it. He knocked off the president's wife. But it's like, bro, like Ime Udoka, look how he's doing in Houston.
Houston's some dogs.
Houston is a good team, and they're young. Once mm-hmm. that nucleus grows together, mm-hmm. yo, Houston's gonna be crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what? I take that back. If Boston links up with – no, because they just beat on OKC. I like OKC, man. SGA, I'm going with him for MVP for the year.
Wow.
Yeah, SGA's hot, man. Pause. But no Diddy.
But they're not gonna give. They're not gonna give it to him.
Nah, they might. I mean,
they're giving it to Jokic, man. They giving it to Jokic.
You think they're gonna give it Jokic? Oh, you think Jokic's getting it,
bro? There's an agenda in place.
The white man agenda.
Nah, man. It's the European agenda, man. I feel like the NBA has stopped it. They're not. They don't trust American players as much as they used to no more. They got bit. They got bit, man, with Ja.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They put all their eggs in the job basket. You know what I'm saying? He messed up that bag. So now it's like, dang, we might have to do something different, man. Because, like, I mean, as far as the face of the league, man, it's going to be either Joker or it's going to be Ant-Man.
I can see Ant-Man because Ant-Man got some crazy posters this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kid, definitely, man. Let the bench warmers get some play. I would probably play my starters, like, as far as, like, the Celtics, I probably play them for, like, a quarter and a half, keep your conditioning up, and then sit them for the rest of the game, bro. I mean, you ain't got really nothing to play for. It's like the NBA Finals goes through Boston. It's just up to Boston to keep it going through the NBA. You know what I mean? The NBA Finals. 19 steps forward, a thousand back. But, yeah. Malachi Flynn came off the Detroit Pistons bench and went off for 50 points against the Hawks. Hawks still managed to win 121-113.
Sorry,
my guy was averaging 5 points a game and went off for 50 last night. My guy went to Magic City last night and probably got some love, my guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe the Flame.
Congratulations, buddy. I mean, a great milestone for your career, but I mean, who cares? It's the Detroit Pistons.
Oh man,
Yo, it is the, it's the Hawks, man. Nobody cared. Nobody went out there and cared. It was just his turn. Anybody could have put up 50 that night.
Nobody really was playing yesterday.
Nobody really was clearly playing. Everybody was like, hey, he was the only person that came to play.
Bro, they was probably like, yo, tell your man to chill out, bro. I thought we agreed that we weren't playing hard tonight.
Hey, man, we just trying to get to the
trying to get over this, bro. We trying to just get out of here, bro.
Everybody made their after game plans.
Yeah.
He was the only one without plans. So he said, hey.
He's a half breed. So that the mountain of Caucasus side came out of him, man. And he was like, I'm going to shit on these niggas tonight.
I got to go to work.
I got to get it.
I got to go to work.
I got
to
get mine.
And it was just, Hey, you won, bro. Well, you didn't win, but you won.
I mean, it's something to tell your grandkids. I averaged 5 points the whole season. My season high was 17. I went for 50.
Against who, Granddad?
Against the Trae Youngless Hawks.
Oh.
The Hawks is already locked into the play-in round. They don't care.
Well, Granddad.
I mean, it was the Hawks.
He probably didn't even keep the game ball.
Bruh, that man kept it. You know, he probably got the game ball. You know, they probably took that to the basketball history museum or something like that.
Man, just throw that shit away. Congratulations, though.
You said you'd rather watch the WNBA?
That's just mean. That's just mean.
I mean, this year is going to be exciting when everybody coming out. I mean, with Clark, Reese, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, and some other folks coming out this year, man. WNBA is gonna be decent. I definitely want to watch Angel Reese's first game because I know they're gonna be hawking her ass. They gonna be doing her dirty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They gonna be doing her dirty. But all right, man. Let's get into the last short story. For my wrestling fans, happy WrestleMania week. Excuse me. Most notable match going on Saturday: the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns and his cousin Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the Bloodline, will be taking on Seth freaking Rollins and the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, man. If the Bloodline wins, Cody and Roman's match Sunday night becomes Bloodline Rules, which means anything goes. I feel like the Tribal Chief is going to pull it out, man. He's going to win Sunday night, man, and Cody's story is just going to keep going. I don't understand why, like, people feel like Cody should win the title. Roman has brought in billions of dollars to the WWE. Roman has made people start watching wrestling again. Viewership is up, and he's put butts in seats. Why you give Cody the title, then what? All that goes away. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. Hmm. What's up, Mom Dukes? Yeah.
I saw that promo that Rose got beat up by The Rock.
Yeah.
That was pretty
Called cool. him boy.
Called him boy.
Come here, boy. I'm going to make you bleed, boy.
Beating his ass, man.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Those are the 4th and P Street short stories of the week, man. We're going to jump right into this thing. Get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Pause, no ditty, just in case. All right. Monday, it was announced that former NFL defensive back Vontae Davis passed away in his Florida home. Davis played for the Miami Dolphins and the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm.
Davis played 10 years in the league. Davis' career came to an abrupt end when he retired at halftime in a game against the Buffalo Bills. First off, man, we want to give our condolences to Vontae Davis' family and friends. It's sad, man. He was only 35 years old. It's
way too young,
man. I mean, that kind of hits home, man, because your boy will be 33 this year, man. So, now, his brother, former NFL tight end Vernon Davis, said it could have been from a sauna accident. Like, maybe he stayed in the sauna too long. Maybe it was too hot in there. Maybe he wasn't hydrated enough. I don't know. A lot of people are alluding to what we fought at CTE. Because your boy literally retired at halftime. In a game, he was playing good.
Yeah, he was having a good game, bro. I remember that being the only thing everybody was talking about for that week, man, because it was just so out of nowhere, man.
You've never seen someone just, I'm not going back out there. Like, I don't belong out here no more.
We saw Drew Luck, like, back out at the last second before a game.
Yeah.
But for you to go through
one half
of an NFL game.
Warm-ups, two quarters.
Huh?
Antonio. Oh, Brown? That's different, though.
He quit.
Wow. Yeah.
No, he did.
That was different, though, man. He quit because he was in the feelings he wasn't getting the ball. Old boy quit.
It's the same result.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, dude quit because he didn't want to play no more.
Hey, wait a minute. And didn't Antonio quit, like, at the in the third quarter? Was it in the fourth quarter?
Like, the third or fourth quarter, and they were losing to the Jets. And they came back and won without his ass, which was crazy.
Yeah, they did win.
They came back and won. Yeah. They about to lose to the Jets. It's like, bro, Tom Brady.
I think, and I off topic, but I think that's why he quit, right? Because he knew they were about to lose. He thought they were about to lose that game.
I think so. And he wasn't getting the ball.
And he didn't want to be part of a loss and not get the ball.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though. If you stay there and you weren't getting the ball and y'all lost, you could say, we lost because you didn't get the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, he wasn't thinking like that. I mean, he's in his feelings now because they gave Cordell Patterson took 84. We know we signed Cordell Patterson. he wears 84.
Yeah.
So now he and his feelings talking about, well, I guess I won't retire a Steeler no more. I guess I'll retire a Raider. Like, nigga, you didn't even play for the Raiders.
You said you didn't care.
You didn't even play for the Raiders, bro.
You can't go all these months telling us you don't care and then talking about you care. Man, what's wrong with these people, man?
They said that man was playing with his nose the whole season. AB was definitely doing something. AB still doing something.
Nah, I don't think he was doing that.
Or CTE, man.
I think that was just a hit.
CTE, ESPN. That boy AB something else, man.
I mean, but I don't think Antonio Brown expected to retire after quitting that game. I think
Antonio fought someone was going to pick him up. We're going to look past his antics because Antonio Brown was so into his own ego.
That's a good question.
I would love to ask him that. It's like, bro, like after you left that field, what was your plan?
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen as far as football?
Like right then and there, I get you were in your emotions, and we're going to get back into the Vontae Davis thing. But it's like that brought up a good thing, like another like side note point. What did you think was the outcome going to be? You think he thought it was over?
He was hoping somebody looked past that shit.
But in his
he knew when he did that shit.
It was done. Yeah.
He knew it was over.
I mean,
because nobody's ever quit like that.
Yeah, he's definitely captain it.
Because nobody's ever really quit like that.
Nobody stripped down on the field and took their stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least Buddy, like, Vontae, he quit in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go on the field. You ain't see him start taking his stuff off.
Right.
AB literally started stripping on the sideline.
With the game on the line.
Yeah.
Literally, the game on the line.
What about them picking you up, bro?
Huh?
What about them
going to
get him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that, I mean, the stuff he did in Pittsburgh, the whole him falling out with the Raiders organization with GM and the nigga.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he called the GM a nigga.
That's lit.
He went to New England. He went to New England. Him and
didn't even see the field.
No, he saw the
field. Wait, no, he did.
He played a couple games, and then he got into it with
the rape thing came out.
The rape shit came out, and then he was clowning, what's his name, the owner.
That shit didn't get proven.
Nah, bro.
That shit went away.
Right. Come on now, bro. Money talks, man. He was clowning the owner. Robert Kraft.
No, you remember that something came out about
AB.
About AB. Some sexual misconduct, but nothing ever came of it.
He ejaculated on old girl's leg.
Right, but nothing came of it.
And then, well, I mean, he did some stuff. I mean, he threw some furniture out his condo and almost hit some kid. I think he ended up paying that off.
Man, what the hell is up with man? What the
he
hell
tried
is up
to
with
fight
these football
some
players, bro?
He tried to fight some movers.
You have you seen the Patriots documentary yet?
No, not yet.
Bro, we both gotta watch that, bro. We both got to watch that, man. I keep on seeing these clips, man, of it, man.
Was it on Netflix?
I don't know. I think it might be on Apple TV, though.
I'll check it out.
I might check it out, man, because some of the stories they telling on there, man, it like the CTE thing, man, it seems there's a pattern, man, because some of the stuff they said Aaron Hernandez was doing, man, is very similar to the stuff that AB was doing, man. Yeah. Like jacking off in front of people, like what's wrong with y'all? Like
that's right. Remember he almost went to jail in Dubai for smoking weed, and he kept trying to put his ass in his girl's face in the pool.
Right. No, he kept on pulling the shit out.
Said he was trying to put his butt in his chick's face. Oh, he pulled his
Yeah, he kept on pulling. Hey,
I tried to get brother.
No Diddy. Hey, the dude on the documentary was like, your locker's next to Aaron Hernandez, man. Look, don't give him any eye contact. Don't give him any eye contact. If he says something to you, just listen and walk away. He was like, because Eric, he had a bad habit of threatening to kill people in the locker room, and he would stand in front of dudes, pull his joints out, and start beating it in front of them.
Oh, hell no, bro.
Crazy. And nobody was saying anything.
That's crazy.
Bro, that lets you know about sports, bro. If long as you're good – and what you do? Aaron Hernandez?
Hernandez was good.
Yeah, he was a beast.
He was part of that Patriot dynasty, man.
Yeah, he was there.
He was definitely. That was good. He was. I mean, at one point.
Like you said with Gary Payton.
I mean, no, it ain't like that. Nah, because Hernandez used to get the ball more than Gronk. Hernandez used to get the ball more than Gronk because he was able to – he was actually, like, a good, like, route runner, and he had better hands than Gronk.
Yeah.
After Hernandez left, that's when Gronk took off.
Gronk got lifted up.
Yeah, Gronk got lifted up because Hernandez was literally, like, the first option because they ran that double tight end set, two tight ends, one running back, and two receivers.
And when they would run that two tight end set, when they had both of them, years, it was
it was unstoppable.
That was unstoppable. It was amazing that they was able to lose the game that they did lose because it was so unfair for them to have those kind of tight ends.
You had two tight ends that were big and tall, pause, had good hands.
Hands.
And were physical.
And was completely out of their minds.
Right.
The big and tall part, you could let that slide. Good hands, you should have paused out.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Handsy.
Yeah, getting a little handsy out there.
Yeah.
You said, what you said, bro? AB definitely wanted attention. AB is an attention whore.
Nah, man, he do.
I mean, come on now, bro. AB has literally, and I'm surprised, man, we might have to hit AB up. He might actually come on this podcast because AB has literally been coming on random people's podcasts just for kicks and giggles, man. I mean, why not? Yep. See?
If we can get AB on the show and get him to do the put that shit on.
Can we if we get AB to come on, can AB do a concert? Can you do
a concert?
Yeah. Yeah, like a live joint.
Yeah, one of the live joints like you did with Shy Fine Ass.
Sure.
Yo, that'd be lit.
Heard it here.
Yo.
Hey, if we get AB to come on here, we're gonna get him to play, we're gonna get him to perform, put that shit on and Pit from the Palace. Or Palace, what is it? Pit from the Palace.
Pit from the Palace.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get AB to perform if we get him on here.
Ooh, that'd be so
fun. I'm from the Pit, not the Palace. All right, y'all. Let's get back into this. I mean, it's a sad. Go ahead.
Yeah, RIP though, man. RIP.
RIP Vernon Monte Davis, man. A lot of people didn't know that's Vernon Davis's brother.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Vonte was actually a decent corner. You know what I'm saying? I remember him playing in Miami when he was, like, at the top of his game. So,
I thought I kind of felt like he was better with
the Colts.
With the Colts.
It all depends, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I guess, you know, tit for tat.
Well, he started out in Miami, and then he probably got that. He went to the Colts and probably got that bigger contract. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was probably better with the Colts. It's just crazy, man. It's like, damn, it's like, I'm sure it's probably out there, and I just didn't have the time this week to look to see why he retired. And I'm sure it was probably like – he was probably like, bro, like, my body can't do this no more. I'm just not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? Most people would have probably at least finished the season before they quit.
Nah, I think he spoke about that in an interview, and he said he just was just sitting back there and – you know, during the half, and he just, like, said it, like, man, you know what?
Can't do it.
I'm – I don't want to do this no more. It hurts.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Legitly.
He just said he tired of hurting. You know what I'm saying? He tired of being hurt all the time. So, which, you know, man, when you really think about it, man, you can't really blame somebody, man. Right. Like, if your whole career involves endless pain, you know,
can't even enjoy life.
Yeah, I mean, just think about all the summers, man. He was unable to really enjoy himself because he was probably healing up from something, or right. You know, all the events he had to miss. You know, I get it, man. Same thing with Andrew Luck, man. Like, sometimes you just reach your limit, man. You know,
yeah, because Luck retired after his prime. Luck was supposed to be the next Peyton Manning. He was supposed to literally be like that Peyton Manning.
He could have did it.
He was really supposed to be Patrick Mahomes. What Patrick Mahomes is, not the play style, but the winning.
But the winning?
Yeah, the winning. Not the play style. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes' play style is different.
Because he was a winner. Yeah. He was definitely a winner.
Luck was a winner.
But, you know, he also, him retiring kind of showed the ugly side of fandom. Because, you know, right. you remember when he quit. Well, I hate to say quit, but when he retired.
First they love you.
They hate it. They hate you, man. They were booing.
First they love you and they hate you.
I know that had to kind of break his heart a little bit. Probably thought that he was going to get more sympathy than what he got.
Oh, bro. Because, I mean, it was basically, bro, like, they couldn't bounce back from that. Yo, they didn't bounce back. He retired. It was just like, damn. It was like, what do we do now? Yeah, like, bro, they literally just drafted his replacement with Richardson. Like, it literally, he's been gone for like four or five years. It took him 5 years to find his replacement.
Yep.
I would be pissed too, bro. I would be mad at him too. Like, bro, you left us high and dry. Nigga, what do you mean?
You waited all the way to now?
Like, bro, we done went through the draft and everything. We preparing for you to come to training camp and you just like, I'm good. I can't. Like, nigga,
was it preseason? It was preseason, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, it was preseason.
Literally probably retired during, like, training camp or something like that. Like, he couldn't do it.
I think it was a preseason game, man. I think it was a preseason game. Because it was before a game that he announced it.
Yeah, like.
And then they booed the hell out of him.
Yeah, because I would boo your ass, too. Like, bro, what are we going to do?
Come on.
We had Super Bowl aspirations and you gonna retire?
That's bad.
Like, bro, you should have sucked it up.
Man, come on. That man trying to be here for his family, y'all. Look. Come on. Come on now.
Hey, man. But I mean, that's just how it is, man. Football fans, man, they take football seriously. So you gotta, you know what I mean? Yeah,
hey, you gotta be careful. All athletes out there, y'all don't owe me nothing.
Oh, you don't owe me nothing either, but
yeah, nah.
Just you know.
You know.
Hey man, just be careful out there.
I think the only time a retirement affected me, you know, personally,
yeah.
when Jordan retired, man, I cried as a kid.
Yeah, man, that was sad. I hated it. I felt like Jordan retired too soon. Man.
I shed tears, y'all.
Oh.
I was unconsolable.
Oh my God. You ready to get into the main event, man? You ready to piss some people off?
Sure.
All right, y'all, man. We're going to get into the main thing. This is a guy talk topic and a regular topic at the same time, man, because there's some things that we want to kind of deep dive into, this situation, man. And we're not picking on this young lady at all. I love her game. I love the way that she plays. I just didn't like the way she handled losing. It was just some sore loser shit, and I didn't like it. I mean, I did.
We got opposition already.
Yo. I didn't like it. Oh, I seen you talking about. I'm not dogging her like these crazy white men were. No, the crazy white man was coming for her neck.
Oh, you saw that comment?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Hey, I saw that. No. I ain't dogging her like the crazy white folk. I'm talking about, like, you've been the villain and all this, you know.
Oh, my God. What was she supposed to do? Tell me what she was supposed to do.
I like these kind of conversations.
Tell me what she was supposed to do. Everybody villainized her last year because she came at that white girl same way the white girl.
But you embraced it, though.
But that's what she was supposed to do.
Right. You.
So now that it's over, she's showing her true emotions. Everybody still want her to be an asshole?
I would. No. I ain't been to ask shit. I'd have waited till I retired from the WNBA. I'd have been.
And you a nigga that like wrestling. You know, man, that's a bad take from a nigga that like The Rock was a good guy, bad guy, good guy. Not here, bad guy, be no white folks.
Yo, shout out to The Rock whipping white dudes on national television.
Make, calling them boy.
Calling them boy.
That, and when you said that about Cody, I was sitting there thinking that's the reason why they're trying to get him the championship belt. Because this new white
center
is building up.
Mm-hmm.
This fuck the minority shit is building up, and they see it.
Mm-hmm.
So let him be the man of color. It's going to be what they.
Yeah. Yep. But to the thing, but what I'm saying is, I don't think Roman and now that The Rock is a part of the board of directors, I don't think they're going to allow that to happen. I think Cody's going to eventually get it, but it's not going to be on the white man's time. It's going to be.
No, it's going to be now.
You think he's going to get it this weekend?
He's going to get it now. How long has Roman Reigns had? About 8 years?
Like four or five years now.
Yeah, it's over with. It's the white boy's time. That's why they put him up again. That's why they brought The Rock back. They brought
soften up the blow.
To boost him up.
Yeah.
To take him. If he beat The Rock, it's a wrap. Like he out of here, Hulk Hogan.
But see the thing,
yeah, because he's gonna be beating the big boastful black guy.
What's messed up? Roman is literally by August, September, he'll break Hogan's record for. Holding the holding a belt for a certain amount of time. So it's almost like, do you let Roman break Hogan's record and then give it to Cody, or do you just say, fuck it, we're just going to give it to Cody now?
They going to say, fuck it, give it to Cody now.
Oh, my mom said he's had it for 4 years. So, yeah, he's had it for 4 years now. But let's get into this, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to let's ruffle some feathers, baby. All right. After playing in one of the most – oh, actually, man, this game had 12.3 or 2 million viewership for this game, man, the most viewed college women's basketball game, man. So shout out to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, man.
One of the best games.
One of the best games, too. Great game.
Yeah, that was an amazing game to watch, man.
Before we get into this, did you see old girl transfer? Did you see old girl get the transfer portal?
Mm-hmm.
She was out
immediately.
She's gone. She about to go to the whitest school. school.
Yes.
No, hell no. If she couldn't handle Kim Monkey, I know she damn sure ain't about to handle Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley damn near.
But Dawn Staley, she got a little, she's more reserved though, man.
Not. Yeah.
She got more class about her, man.
Yeah, she do, but.
I don't know how she is behind closed doors, but.
I don't know, man. I just feel like old girl was over her head and the whole. We talking about Haley Van Leaf. First of all, man, I didn't like the game plan that they did. Van Leaf was out there getting her ass busted.
You get dirty.
Done. Dirty. When they were setting picks and screens, you got a sharpshooter three-pointer, and you ran underneath the screen and gave her space. That's how you know she's not really a defensive player. Flage, the whole year, played defense on the best shooter on the team. Mm-hmm. Why all of a sudden, in the biggest game of the year, you decide, like, nah, we're going to put Haley on her because it softened the blow. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to put the little white girl on Caitlin so that way when Caitlin busts her ass, it's not as bad because she busted another white girl's ass versus, oh, they're going to be clowning Flage for the rest of her life because she'd have got her ass busted by –
And I agree with that because I feel like at that moment, if Flage would have taken a big loss,
yeah,
a big L, defending Clark like that, man, it would have affected things, man, moving forward.
Yeah.
Some of the angles, man, that she was hitting, man, bro, it was crazy, man. Like, she was fading away to the left, fading to the right, fading back. Fading forward,
coming
like
off the screen.
It was just, man, no heart, man. But yeah. she opened it up by starting the game off by just taking it to the paint.
Cause she knew, bro. first of all, bro, you can't maybe Stakely. There's no other girls on that team except the random black girl that wears 45. Her name is Stakely or Starkley or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't name another player on that team, bro. She's the team. She knew she had to take over the game from the start.
She put up 40, bro. She put up 40.
Like it was nothing. Didn't break a sweat.
She put up 40, man. I mean, it was the first. I mean, the first half was close though.
My mom said we ride if Cody wins. It's gonna start a race war.
No.
Y'all got
dumb
guns.
Yeah, white boys got guns. Classic guns.
But let's take it. The reason why we're calling this a guy talk, man, I just want to deep dive into. We'll read her quote. And I mean, it's jacked up. Because first of all, I'll read it first, and then we'll take a deep dive into it. I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times, death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. And there are so many things I've stood strong every time, every single time. I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and not be there for them. I'm still a human. All of this has happened since I won the national championship. I said the other day, I haven't been happy since then.
She said, since
I haven't been happy.
Since I won a national championship?
They were asking her.
Yeah, they were asking her personally.
Well, if I ask you about the show, how do you like doing the show? You're not going to say, well,
we.
Do
yeah.
You're going to say, I like doing the show.
Right.
They was asking her.
So it wasn't like she was being selfish.
Yeah, she wasn't talking selfish.
They now, the whole, these old white men attacking her, that's not okay. That's not okay. Death threats, stuff like that. This somebody's child. Let's chill on the death threats and stuff like that. Y'all got what y'all wanted. She lost. Cool.
Yeah, aggression towards women is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, in the fact, like, y'all...
Yeah,
like y'all are attacking her from y'all mom's basements.
It makes me think that you have secrets.
Yeah, it's like it's weird. It's like y'all are attacking this.
No
young,
Diddy.
This girl is probably just turned 21, maybe 22. She's a young woman, and y'all are attacking her because she won a game.
Yeah, it's like it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
I can understand having opinions about certain things being said, but aggression towards a young lady. It's weird.
For winning a game.
This is a game.
Not running for president said some wild shit, but y'all okay with that. But anywho, you know what I'm saying? Y'all okay with crazy white men running around here talking about if they don't win the election, there's going to be bloodshed and all the other stuff. But you know what I mean? We ain't going to talk about that. And y'all okay with the other guy falling asleep at the microphone and shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Joe, man.
Sleepy Joe.
That's my guy, Joe, man.
Sleepy Joe, man. But you know what I'm saying? I digress. You know what I'm saying? But that's cool. But this girl, she plays with passion, plays with heart. She plays like a nigga. It's a problem. Because she ain't out there being cutesy wootsy and shit being playing. Now, the one thing... When she said she was being sexualized, and this is what I brought up to Rosie, I was like, and this is what I want to get in the guy talk with. When I get it, you're young, you're going to post your bikini pics, you got the Fashion Nova deal and stuff like that. But when you post and stuff like that, that comes with the territory. Now, everything else that she said, I completely agree. You know, chill with the, what?
Say this. From
wrong
and not
what?
You basically just said, no, not gonna say you, not gonna put that shit on my bro. But basically what we just said was it's her fault if she wants to dress sexy. She should take motherfuckers catcalling her
and
saying sexual stuff about her.
It comes with the territory.
How was that messed up though?
That's fucked up.
If you are a model, you are trying to portray an image of sex appeal.
Have you ever been to a real fashion show? A real fashion show. Not this shit they do in Atlanta.
No.
At a real fashion show, ain't nobody whistling at them bitches walking down the runway.
No, of course, because no, classes, nigga. Yeah, I mean, no, of course, they're not supposed to.
I'm talking about,
but we're talking about on the digital realm. Post.
Yeah, like
we're talking about digital realm.
Somebody on Instagram putting hard eyes in.
If you gonna post pictures of yourself,
is different from sexualization.
What's an example of sexualizing a woman?
I fuck the shit out of her. Girl, you need to come over here. Let me hop in your DMs and do that sexualization. And that's what she was saying was happening. People jumping in her DMs saying crazy shit like that.
I'm sorry. Good luck.
I mean,
shit like that, cool. But saying shit like that to a damn male, she just became an adult, right?
I mean, but she's still an adult.
Yeah, she, I mean.
Hey, that ain't going to stop nothing. That ain't stopping nothing. That ain't stopping nothing, though.
It's not, man.
The reality of the world is this. Older men
are dogs.
No, I ain't gonna say that. No, I'm not about to say that. I'm not pandering to no women right now.
Yeah.
Older men are going to lean more towards younger women. It's just natural. It's a natural thing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that where you stopping with that at?
Yeah, on that point, yes. Okay. Now, as far as catcalling and leaving comments and hopping in DMs, yes. I think it's wrong. It's not something that I will recommend somebody to do, but it comes with the business. It
comes with the territory.
You're not going to be able to regulate something like that.
But that the point ain't regulation. The point is she said this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And people are saying, fuck that. It is what it is.
Then stop doing it.
That's where it's wrong. You can't deny somebody's feelings because you're going, that's how the world works. Because if that's what it was, why are they going after Diddy?
Because that's how the world works.
You get what I'm saying? So
I am with women on that, with the whole, hey, they need to be given their space and their respect. Right. But it's unrealistic to expect that from everybody across the board. So the question is, are you going to either just take what comes with it because it's coming, or are you just going to find something else to do?
But that's not the point she's making. The point she's making, she understands it comes. The point she's making is, y'all are still villainizing me, and I went through this.
Mm. Okay.
When the people go, so, it makes it worse. Because she's sitting there saying, look, I played that role y'all wanted me to play, because I went off on that little white girl and I won last year.
Right.
And now I'm telling y'all, I felt bad about all this shit.
But who wanted her to play that role?
They did. The whole year, it was, I hope she don't go back. This little, bald head, little black girl. Blah, blah, blah. So the whole year she was getting this. Mm-hmm. And then when they went back, everybody was against LSU because she was on that team. Everybody wanted LSU to lose because she was on that team.
But that comes with the territory.
I feel for that type of stuff.
But you not, but she.
That's all she wants you to do.
She
wants you to feel for her. And if you feel for her, you're doing the right thing. But by piling on saying, fuck you, we don't care.
It's not even fuck
you. I mean, I'm doing both. You know what I'm saying? I feel for her. But you know what I'm saying?
Not like a fuck
but it's still
you,
like,
don't
you
care.
Know what I'm saying?
It's just care. Like, the whole thing is like.
Nobody asks you to care. See, that's the thing. People want to say, who cares? But she's not asking for nobody's sympathy.
But she want people to understand.
Understanding is different from caring.
My whole thing is.
Oh, that's for damn sure, because I definitely understand.
My whole thing is, it's like, bro, if you don't want that type of attention, then don't be on Instagram dressing like a sex symbol. You know what I'm saying?
The attention is different from the reaction. It's a different thing.
What does she expect? The territory.
If you're, I'm not saying it's wrong that she's dressing the way she's dressing. It's what she wants to do, and that is a lane for any woman that wants to participate in that lane. The world needs beautiful women. It's necessary.
Right.
But I just need for her to understand.
I think she does.
But she must not understand all the way. If she's going to call the world to task saying, oh, wave her finger, y'all doing this, and this, but... We understand.
But that wasn't the point. The reporter asked her, how did she feel at that moment? She was just saying how she felt.
In that moment.
But she wasn't saying, hey, all y'all motherfuckers leave me alone, blah, blah, blah. She was just like, it's been a weight on me, and this is why. That's all she was saying. She wasn't. She didn't go out there and ask for nobody to pity her. She didn't ask for none of that stuff. But a lot of people took it that way. Fuck you, we don't care. And it's like, come on, man.
I mean, but that's what happens.
She just lost her chance at another championship.
Yeah.
I feel like she probably should have waited to have that conversation. You know, I think the emotions of losing the game was still running through her. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a bad, like, just how they say, like, you're not supposed to talk to a boxer after they just got knocked out.
Keep going.
You know what I'm saying?
See, now you're on my point with her.
Yeah.
So if somebody asks you right now, you did you the best tattoo artist in the world.
Yeah.
And LeBron James comes sitting in your chest and do a tattoo.
Right.
And then that motherfucker turn around and say, oh, man, that's the most garbage tattoo I ever had.
Uh-huh.
Right then, that moment, you're going to be in your feelings. Somebody comes to you and say, man, how does she make you feel? You going out, you going to be talking about, when I was 5 years old, my mama didn't let me have oatmeal. I knew this shit. You go, that's your brain going to be at that moment.
This
little girl.
Nah, not me.
Yeah, most people.
Yeah, most people. But I wouldn't care.
This little girl just lost something that everybody in the world was hoping she was going to lose.
How
do you expect her to act?
Did everybody want her to lose, though?
Yes. Everybody wanted
white, her white
lose.
America wanted her to lose.
Everybody wanted her to lose.
I don't think everybody wanted her to lose. I think white America wanted her to lose.
It was some black folks saying the same shit.
But you know, you always gotta have some.
I didn't want her. I didn't want her to lose. I expected her to lose.
Everybody expected her to lose last year.
I expected her. I thought they were gonna lose.
Because they kind of backed into it last year. It was almost like. They backed into it last year. So last year was like a shocker. This year was like, it wasn't like a surprise this year. They didn't catch nobody off guard.
I just don't like the racial undertones of of the whole.
That was her whole, that was basically, if you could go back and listen to what she was saying, that's basically what she
and I think that, yeah, and I think that's really, a lot of that, what it is she's just really, she can't speak on the racial stuff. Yeah. But she kind of had to talk in code.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of people did. I was telling a white dude I worked with today about this shit. He was saying that shit. Yeah, I'm glad she lost. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
She arrogant. I said, so you're like Deion Sanders?
Yeah, because white people don't.
Deion Sanders. So what's the fucking difference?
But that's the point I was trying to get to, too. It comes with the territory. When you're a great and when you're good at something, people are going to pray for your downfall. They're going to celebrate when you lose. When Jordan lost, people celebrated. When Kobe lost, hell, LeBron go out here and lose, people celebrate when LeBron loses. It comes with the territory.
So you shouldn't share your emotions.
I'm not saying that share your emotions. I have no problem with her doing that. I'm just like, I have no problem with it. It's just
I don't like the lobbying for sympathy. Especially when you're talking about somebody who says that she embraces the role of
the villain.
You can't say that you embrace the role of a villain, but then you're trying to, you sound like you're trying to lobby some sympathy from people because you chose something. You chose to be the villain, which is okay. People love Draymond Green.
Do you know any real bad people in real life?
Do I know any really bad people?
Yes,
I know a few pieces of shit.
Have you ever talked to those pieces of shit?
Yes.
Hit you with this psychology. Have you ever talked to those pieces of shit, like a real talk? Like, sat down and they told you about their life and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you walked away and said, oh, that ain't that bad. Life just did them like that. How many times? A lot.
I mean, a lot of the pieces of shit that I know that they are just ungrateful people and they actually had a lot of stuff handed to them.
No, I'm talking about the people that do bad things. Not just bad people in, like, here, asshole.
Nah.
People that do bad things.
Yeah.
Been around real criminals.
Yeah, I could think of one right now who's a complete piece of shit.
And have you ever talked to him?
Yes, I have.
And have you came across out of that conversation like, maybe that shit wasn't his fault?
No, it's all his fault. He chose to be
Some people are like that.
He chose to be a bad person.
I've been around people that...
They're just product. They're just victims of their situations.
Bad people because people
pushed them.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people like that.
When you got kids.
Yeah.
He ain't got kids yet, so he don't understand this analogy. But you got kids. Have you ever been? Have an old person ever? You said something to your kid. Oh, you just bad as hell. And the old person said, "Don't tell them that, cause they gonna want to be like that."
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's the same shit with this girl. For a year, she's been getting dogged the fuck out. And then she get this one opportunity to say, I feel bad. And now everybody like, no, fuck that. Keep being the villain. No. You can't do that. You can't tell somebody. Somebody who sat there and hardened themselves against this bullshit. And now they finally go, oh, I'm kind of glad I lost because it's over. That's basically what she was saying. I'm kind of glad it's over. I wish them the best.
Okay. So how about
everybody said, no, keep being Gru, goddammit. Despicable Me, goddammit. And she like, no, I don't want to be.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, let's say if we'll just say the situation was it's the same situation, but the genders are different. It's a dude. Uh-huh. How do you feel the same way?
I feel the exact same way. Because I've seen it happen. I've seen LeBron lose a game and walk past without giving nobody high fives, walk off, and everybody go, he's a sore loser. And I went, no, that man is hurt. This is what he prepared his whole life for, and he just lost all of it. Now, people look at it and go, he making all that money. It shouldn't bother him. But that's a poor person's mindset. That's somebody who ain't never had to work hard for shit.
Or been good at anything.
I have no problem with her being upset she lost. There's no issue with that. I would be upset too, you know what I'm saying? But it's like the whole, like what he's saying, the whole victim thing. It's like, yeah, I get it. You're happy that you lost, and now everybody can chill out and all the other stuff. But it's like, bro, when she sat here and said, I mean, when she basically put out, I mean, yes. Yeah, when she put out there what she's been through, like what she's
going through. What she was supposed to? At that point, you think she should have been like, fuck y'all, and walked off?
I would have.
I acknowledge that this is a messed up way that we are analyzing these people who have their lives plastered for the world to see.
Yeah.
And I understand that this is a terrible way to look at these people, but that's what you signed up for. You signed up to be scrutinized and picked apart.
She was the head honcho leading the head. She was the head
of the business
leading the charge for women can play like niggas too. Women can talk stuff. Women can play physical. Women can. But that's what caused the heat towards her on top of her talking stuff to the white girl.
But
so,
but see, that's the point. That's why I'm upset. That's why I'm on her side. Because she went after this pasty ass white girl. And she showed her, bitch, I want this. The majority of America hated her because of that. Don't do that to one of our white queens. And now, black people, since she lost, because that's how black people are. Mm-hmm. Shit, we don't back a loser. Once you lose, fuck you, yeah. Like Puffy. Puffy been everybody's best producer and all this shit. Just last year, we were talking about how Jermaine, he gonna kill Jermaine Dupri in the verses. Now Puffy and this shit, all niggas is like, oh, fuck that nigga.
Everybody celebrating. Everybody celebrating. Everybody celebrating Puffy's downfall right now.
On losers so bad. And that's what we doing to this girl. She just came out and said, look, man, this shit, I've been going through a bunch of shit. And everybody like, fuck you. You never do that. That's what you spoke to. Hey, that's it.
But isn't that what's wrong with black people, the black community in a nutshell?
That's what I just said.
Yeah, we're quick to
kick people.
Quick to back the winners, and the winners are always can always be summed up as the people with the money. And, you know what I'm saying?
And the winners, we don't give a fuck what they say.
Yep.
She could have came out and she was one, she could have told everybody to suck her pussy.
And we would still would have been like, oh, yep.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, I think that's what people were expecting from her. So it kind of threw everybody off when she went up there and like
and showed her emotions. It threw people off.
It threw everybody off. It's like,
because up until this point, we've only seen aggression.
We've seen her
take all everything head up. Well, what a majority of people.
I mean, they would show the highlights with her mouthing off.
Her interviews, you know what I'm saying? You know, she said.
Nah, because there's one clip that's going around. I think, who were they playing? Were they playing Tennessee or somebody? And she said, she looked over to the, they were talking to the people on the bench, the players on the bench was talking stuff or something like that. And she turned around, snapped her head, and she said, who the fuck are y'all talking to? She said, because y'all ain't talking to me.
But that's on the court.
On the court.
And that's all fair.
Now, once somebody said she a piece of shit outside of basketball, now, one time nobody said she kicking puppies and pushing old ladies down.
I don't know that. She might be
kidding. I mean, she swear to her and Kaylin cool.
She do exactly. They hugged and everything. Alone,
well, they said they've been playing with against each other since the AAU days.
And that's I was gonna go. They've been competing, but white America told us she was a bad person.
Kaylin even came out and said, I would have probably did the same shit to her.
But she started it.
Kaylin she did.
But that's the thing. Nobody started anything. It's sports. It's what they supposed to do.
Now, you're on my side with
it. No, I'm not. No, I've been on your side, but I'm on both sides. I'm looking at it from both ends. It's like, yeah, I understand. I get it. It's sports, and we are supposed to give her opportunity to vent. It's natural. But I'm just saying nobody cares.
But I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Nobody cares.
But don't villainize her again.
No, she's definitely not a villain.
I'm good. I'm straight. But people still want to villainize. No. I told that white boy goddamn shut the fuck up.
Mm.
And then when he said something slick, I messaged him. I said, where the fuck you at right now? What?
I seen that shit.
He went back and he deleted his comment under my comment. We'll play them games.
No.
I'll hop on the plane in a minute, fuck. Where the fuck you at?
Where you at?
Yeah, where you at? Shit, man.
Say that. Don't try to use. And hey, this one thing. That's why I love sports, because sports has a way of exposing these other races for their racism. A lot of these other races will use sports as a way of showing their racism without actually saying the N word, and I love it.
Not even sports. Anything.
Better.
Up here.
Yep. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Anything.
Anything. Music.
Brad Pitt can kill a million motherfuckers on the screen.
Look at it. Like, we started like getting to their sports. Like, niggas was playing hockey.
You saw the five?
Yeah. The Cincinnati Cyclones. It's a minor league team. Oh, they were hot. Monkey, all types of shit, bro.
Man, I'm not even going
to say. Banana eaters, bro. That shit crazy.
Look, my granddad from Shreveport, Louisiana. And some of the stories he used to tell us, you know, he instilled a certain line of thinking in us, but sports exposes a lot of where all of this came from, all the racism comes from, man.
Bro, I'm telling you.
It's this underlying jealousy. It really is. It's an underlying jealousy,
bro. But then it's like you said, man, with sports, what's involved with sports? Drinking, alcohol's involved. And people get nuts when they start to drink.
Pride.
I'm telling you.
A lot of pride.
Bro, I haven't gone to Steeler games. I've sat, like, on the visitor side, because sometimes it's cheaper to sit on the visitor side. I watch these Italian white men, literally, like, ridicule the black players. Like, when T.O., I went to T.O. when T.O. was playing for Dallas, bro. The whole game. Fuck everybody else. They had Pac-Man Jones on a team. All the other stuff. Everybody was focused on T.O. Where's that fucker T.O. at? I want to talk to that black fucker T.O. Tell that motherfucker T.O. to come here.
And it always goes back to the race. Right. But it's clearly a race.
Shit.
Sound right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Don't go up there. Like, what? Is that a threat? Like, was that a veiled threat, or were you honestly?
That's crazy, because I've been in Polk County, in Paulden County area. Polk County is worse.
I know.
Yeah, bro. And I used to work at a plant out there, and they had randomly threw me on the third shift, and I literally had white people coming up to me like concerned for my safety. Like, hey, I heard you got put on third shift. Make sure you get your gas before you come to work. Don't get your gas when you leave. Yeah, it's
coming,
real.
Coming was like
it's real.
Oh, I know.
Cumming was like that. I used to work up in Cumming, and my boss, like, I got nothing but morning shifts. Like, if I got a night shift, yo, they would make sure I got out of there. Like, someone would follow me to the to interstate.
Yeah.
They were calling
all kind of names.
Yeah.
They went commercial, came back fast,
right
downtown Atlanta.
Oprah? Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Did she go to Forsyth?
Forsyth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
Forsyth got a sign up there that said, no niggas after dark. Like, legitly. Yeah, you not no more. There's black, yeah, I was about to say, there's black people up
there. Black people started moving there.
Yeah. Because black people tired of shit going on in the cities. Yeah, that's.
It's county. Yeah, it's the county.
The whole goddamn county. She went up there talking about racism. That shit went to commercial. It's still on YouTube. That shit went to commercial.
She
came back out
with
her
hands
downtown.
She like, yo, let me get up out of
here. And this is why I'm pissed off about them talking with that girl. And I'm mad at her because us hopped on that bandwagon. Yeah, fuck her. Yeah, we don't care about what you. No, that is the time for a million of us to get on the post and go off
for
them goddamn.
Yeah. And I get it. No, yeah. Definitely. What I was, my standpoint, I was looking at it from, it's like, bruh, if you going to be the villain, bro. Like, that's, I liked her game because of that. Like, because she played with that arrogance, that fuck y'all. I'm finna come out here and I'm about to bust y'all ass. Mm-hmm. When she did that, it was just like, damn, Angel. It's like, I get it, but it's like, damn, I get it. And then, right.
And that goes back to what I said. Like, she never have had that conversation in that moment. I don't like for media to be bombarding people with questions after a loss or after a major loss like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're emotional creatures.
Kobe, Jordan, they would have got up there and be like, the fuck you with Russell Westbrook? What kind of answer question is that? Blah, blah. They would have went the fuck off.
Yeah, right. They would have. They would have.
A girl? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody wants to say she a woman. Yeah, she a woman. But
she a girl.
She a girl, though. She's a girl. She's a girl.
She's a girl.
But see, the thing is, man, because... She's a grown. She's like 6'4", 6'5".
But she's a girl dealing with a lot of grown shit.
Right.
And that's my point.
A lot of grown shit. Point.
Like, do I agree? I'm with you. Soon they would have asked questions, she should have been like, next question.
Yeah.
But if she would have did that, they'd have dragged her.
Yeah.
She probably didn't let this out to nobody. Mm-hmm. She was probably holding this shit in for a year.
I think Flawn J, because remember, Flawn J had spoke first. Defending her,
yeah,
and I think that kind of like boiled it up because she started crying while Flaunt was talking.
Because at the beginning of the year,
yeah, because they were beefing.
They were beefing,
you know. And I think they stuff kind of just bubbled up in the moment, and the damn media just used that as the moment to.
What was it? We was talking about that. Flaunt's mama was on there going in on her on Twitter. She said this bitch can't read. Why did that?
And then think about that. This is her history. And she hasn't even gone to the pros yet. She has had all this.
The most scrutinized, bro. She's probably the most scrutinized woman.
Man. I was talking to one of my homeboys. He was like, how you think she's going to do in WNBA? And I honestly said, I don't think she's
going to
last.
I just said that.
We don't think she's going to last.
Yeah.
She's going to end up in the big three.
Yeah, Caitlin going to last way longer because she's built. No, she's going to. She don't play physically, and she can just sit around just throwing up threes her whole career. Yeah, I watch a lot of other games.
She ain't gonna last long. She was the hardest player out there. On her team,
I ain't
gonna never see a goddamn.
Oh, hell, that's what I was done. Yeah, I was going to teams that you ain't never heard of. They'll be.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, she's a once in a lifetime talent.
She only went to Iowa because UConn, she had put that recently out there that she about to get her lick back. She wanted to go to UConn, but UConn never offered. Paige Decker, I like Paige Decker. Decker's different.
Yeah, they got a squad.
Taking up for Caitlin, what her name? Caitlin Clark or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
White girl, so I know white girl in the comic book, Caitlin Clark. But they gonna she gonna lose and everybody gonna forget about it. that $5 million ice cube wanted to give her gonna go away. If she wins,
I don't think so.
I don't think so, because she's been playing on a different
level. Even when she lost last year, the world was still going crazy over.
But why?
Because she got
the skin to win. And she has a skill set that can only be compared to
Steph Curry.
I'm telling you, the media is gonna ride that.
My wrestler dude. What is the draw in wrestling? Heroes and villains.
Yeah.
They would have never put her on that pedestal if it weren't for Angel.
Her skill set is too crazy.
She's been known as a good player. But if her and Angel would have that shit wouldn't have happened, it would have blew up.
Bro, she's the highest scoring college player of all time.
Who is behind her?
The white guy, you talking about
on the scoring? Pete Maravich.
Yeah, Pete Maravich.
No, I'm talking about women.
Oh, as far as women, I don't even know.
Exactly.
Probably what?
OPAT, Lisa, Leslie.
Probably Lisa Ledley.
Probably.
Exactly.
Swim Cash.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller's sister. Probably Reggie Miller's sister.
Yeah. Maybe. They played way back then.
Yeah.
But she would have never jumped that high without that.
Or Swoop, Cheryl Swoop, some of mine.
She would have been known as, oh, yeah, this girl good. But because they gave the white folks somebody to hate and somebody to the demonize and somebody to love, that's the only reason why.
I get it from that standpoint, man,
but her skill set, bro, has not been seen ever.
We never would have known that without that.
Because nobody in history of women's college basketball has ever played like that.
Not even professional.
Because
most of the women that.
Did you know that before that?
No.
That's my point.
Nah.
Well, because the skill set is different. Because most of the women that dominated women's college basketball were all centers and power forwards.
They got to be tall.
Did you know that before that happened?
I heard about her from
But did you know that before that happened?
No, the media push on her was heavy.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
My point is, without Angel, she's not out of here like she is. You get what I'm saying? Without Angel.
But they had to give her a rival.
That's my point.
Because every great needs a rival.
Every great needs a rival.
Jordan and Isaiah.
She was literally Angel Reese was Caitlin Clark's Isaiah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they both had to they both got to go to the WNBA at the same time.
Well, it's time to go. Y'all got to sign out. OBS is saying fuck this.
Oh, shit. I bet
we'll pick this back up next week, y'all.
We had a good conversation. This is good. This is some good stuff right here. Yeah,
we'll pick it back up next week, y'all. All right, y'all, man. We got to run. OBS is basically telling us it's time to go. If y'all know what OBS is, then look it up. But all right, y'all, man. It's your boy, Romy Rome, a.k.a. Big Rome, a.k.a. Guys Gift. Man, y'all can follow me on all social media at Romy Rome Forever. That's R-O-M-E-Y-R-O-M-E, the number 4-E-V-A.
I'm your guy, Rose Guy. You can follow me on Instagram at R-O-S-E-Y underscore S-A-M-A, Rosie Sama.
And you can follow the 4th and Peachtree podcast at the number 4, T-H and Peachtree. That's on all social media. As always, man, thank you for letting us come through your laptops, TVs, computers, iPhones, Androids, smoke signals, however you watch the 4th and Peachtree podcast. Follow your dreams no matter how crazy they are. Don't let nobody talk you out of following your dreams and aspirations, man. No matter how crazy they are, no matter how fucked up it is, man, go after your dreams, man. And as always, shout out to them haters, man. We out this bitch. Deuces. Till next week.